Chair and meeting between meetings, January 2017. A new dawn, a new day. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. So go the words to a certain song sung by Nina Simone, but I thought they were rather appropriate given that we are at the start of the programme once again. And we're focusing on step and tradition one in this issue. For me personally, I found that those same words were comforting in my very early days of sobriety. I was told at one of my first meetings that all I had to do was focusing on not drinking today, because tomorrow was another day. I was reminded that if I did this, a new life awaited, and in time, I might just start to feel good. And you know what? So it came to pass. This month, we have another veritable feast for your delectation. Yes indeed, dear reader, we have a feast of experience, strength and hope in this issue. Some of it is heart-wrenching. Some is raw. Some is painful to read. But all of it is real, and all of it is ours to enjoy. Aren't we lucky? We have also raided the archive again this month and go back to 1983, when we look at one member's view on the dire consequences of gossip in the rooms. 33 years on, this specific message remains the same, just like all of AA's core principles. We hope that you enjoy this issue and pass it on. If you're new to our fellowship, remember that today is a new day, and in recovery, a new life will await you. If you're struggling, remember, you're not alone. We've all been there. Just keep it simple and get to meetings. You owe it to yourself to give it a try. Next month, step two. We invite articles on your experience, strength and hope. This month, we're particularly looking for those on steps and traditions 3 and 4 for the March and April issues. There are many AA members who are unable to go to meetings. They're housebound, some single parents with children, those in the armed services, on oil rigs, in prisons or hospitals, who rely on Chef for their meeting between meetings, and sometimes instead of one. So please take the time to write and share your experience, strength and hope with them. Whether you're a newcomer, old-timer, we would like to hear your story, just like at any other meeting. Not only that, but putting pen to paper can enhance your own sobriety, and not just that of the whole fellowship. You don't need to be a polished author. Spelling and grammar will all be amended if necessary. You can write just a few lines or more, up to about 1,000 words. But we do not publish poetry or obituaries. So please, send your contribution with the contact name and address, not for publication, to the editor, Chair, General Service Office, P.O. Box 1, 10 Toft Green, York, Y01, 7NJ. Or email your article to aashare@gsogb.org.uk. End.